Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Well, we're returning now to the RDS Kent Centre and the Dublin Bay South by-election, and we're joined by Labour's Ivana Bacsik. Ivana, there hasn't been a declaration yet, but it seems certain you will win the seat. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Sarah. As you said, there's no declaration yet, but I'm just so overwhelmed and over the moon at the level of support. Really grateful to the people here in Dublin Bay South in my home constituency, and so grateful to all of the many, many people from Labour and from outside the party too who campaigned with me and supported me so much over the past few weeks. Really, really just so honoured.
Did you expect to come in first place, to come in at the 30% ahead of Fine Gael?
No, frankly, no. We certainly were getting a really positive response on the doors, knocking as we did over the past few weeks. And we were getting a real sense that there was a mood for change, that people wanted to see change. They wanted to send a message to the government in terms of changing policy on housing to secure better protections for renters and more state investment in building homes and public land. And we also heard a mood for change on childcare and elder care, on climate justice and on community facility. So that was very clear, as indeed was the appetite for a more balanced representation for the constituency, particularly in terms of having a strong woman's voice, but also a left of centre voice. So that was what we were hearing. But of course, one can never assume, or you know, and I certainly wasn't expecting this amazing result. No.
Some of the commentary around you and your candidacy throughout the campaign, there was a lot of commentary made about how you've run before in numerous elections and you haven't been elected. 2009 Dublin Central, 2011 Dunleary, the Euros in 2004. What made the difference, do you think, this time?
Well, 10 years ago, Sarah, I had decided I would never run for the Dáil again except in my home constituency, and I was just so delighted to have the opportunity and honoured when Labour selected me to be the candidate this time round. It was my first time running in the constituency where I've grown up, where I live, where I bring up my family. So, you know, that made a huge difference, clearly. But also, I think that there was a mood, really, for change, as I say, and really an appetite for the Labour values of equality, fairness and solidarity that really shone through.
Do you think
the
there was, Ivana, because we were speaking to different people throughout the show about all of this, and Kevin Doyle from The Independent reckons this was about the candidate, you, as opposed to the party?
Well, I didn't hear his comments, but it's very kind that he was nice about me. Certainly, I think people in the constituency, my friends and neighbours and family, would know me very well. I have been very active, of course, both locally and nationally on different campaigns within the constituency, on repeal and on marriage equality, for example. So certainly, I have a track record, and I was, of course, standing on that. And in a by-election, it perhaps does focus more on the candidate than in general elections. But I also think that, you know, I've been a member of the Labour Party since I was student many years ago, and I think that, you know, my long association with Labour was something everybody knew about me, and that the appetite for change really does reflect a mood for having the sort of representation we saw Rory Quinn provide for so long for this constituency, that centre-left progressive voice.
And there has been a Labour seat in that constituency for very many years, as you say, with Rory Quinn, and then there's Kevin Humphreys there as well, but then the Labour seat was gone, and I'm wondering, will it stay in a general election, do you think? Because the seat you're after taking is the one that was occupied by Fine Gael, and Fine Gael, based on its vote today, will get a seat in that election, in a general election, so they will win a seat back. So whose seat are you going to take then, do you think, in the general election in order to keep yours?
Well, I think I've always said that nobody owns any seat, and clearly in any election, you know, there is there will be a decision made by voters. I would be very hopeful that we are now in a process of rebuilding the party, both in this constituency here in Dublin Bay South, where we had such an upsurge and such a momentum behind our campaign, but also across the country. So I'm hopeful we'll rebuild, we'll retain the seat, just as Rory Quinn retained it in so many different elections over the years. And, you know, Rory and Kevin Humphreys out every day canvassing with me, and, you know, we had such a united team behind us, as I say, both Labour and non-Labour, that I think we can retain this momentum, and I think there is this mood for change.
How do you do that, do you think? Because the Labour Party under Alan Kelly, despite, you know, lots of very vigorous performances from him in the Dáil, has been languishing in the polls, way below where you'd like to be in single figures, and not been moving under his leadership in the polls. So how do you build on this momentum? What do you need to do to change the stagnation of the Labour Party?
Well, first of all, I think what this result is showing us today is that national poll figures do not necessarily reflect feelings on the ground across different constituencies. And even in a general election, of course, we have numerous contests across different constituencies. And that's going to be crucial whenever the general election does take place. But I think also what we're seeing is this mood for change and this mood for a return to the values that Labour represents, the values of equality and solidarity. And I think that's a really strong view that we were hearing across the constituency.
How do you get on with Alan Kelly? I know you supported Éanna Reardon in the leadership contest in 2020.
We got on very well, and in fact we had such a great united team. Everybody on the Parliamentary Labour Party has come out supporting me, and many, many others too. And I should particularly pay tribute to Duncan Smith, my good friend and colleague, who is my Director of Elections. So just such a great united team behind this campaign, and really very much responsible for the momentum and the energy. We had such a positive campaign, and we took a decision at the start. We would be positive, we would be constructive, and we would be really promoting the Labour message as strongly as we could.
Okay, just finally then, Ivana, is you'll be getting into the Dáil, you'll be there ready to draw up legislation, which I know you've done in the past. What are going to be your priorities?
Well, a key priority clearly will be move on housing. And myself and my colleague Rebecca Moynihan just 2 weeks ago published a renters bill seeking to provide better security of tenure for renters and protections against eviction and against rent hikes, as well as providing for better quality of life for renters. For example, enabling people to have the right to rent unfurnished, to give that idea, to change the culture so that we see renting more as a long-term and sustainable option. So I really want us to push for a renters protection bill, and that I think would be a key priority, because housing came up so many times across the constituency, from people who are themselves in fear of eviction because they're renting, or indeed people who wanted to buy homes and couldn't, or who are still living with their parents, you know, well beyond a point where they really wanted to have their own place. So that's a key priority.
Ivana Bajcic, thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations again on your impending election.
Gura maith agat, Sarah. Thank you.